Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Still waiting on word from the Falcons about Jalen Walker. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live out here at Flowery Branch, as we've been every day of camp. Tomorrow, by the way, we're back at Hooters Mall of Georgia.
We're going to need a drink.
Yeah, after practice. But today we're out here. Fans have started to pack up. Fans slowly making their way out of the facility as practice was stopped today because Jalen Walker goes down. He is taken off on a cart, and that was the end of that. And so practice was stopped. And as we said, we do not want to speculate, but there is a lot of speculation out there about what this injury might be, and it is feared it is an ACL. But we do not know that. So, again, just giving you the information and the lay of the land, but it's a fluid situation, guys, and we'll keep you updated. With that, we want to talk some dogs. Let's do it with our guy, Connor Riley. Oh, Connor, tough day out here, man. And we were talking about the leadership and the kind of dude Jalen Walker is. And just real quick, man, you know, for dog fans, he was a hell of a dog and, you know, talks about what he learned from Kirby and just being there at Georgia and the challenges. And he came in here and he was like ready day one. And just the makeup of a guy like Jalen Walker, again, we don't know the extent of the injury, but he's a guy we need on the field desperately.
Yeah, and talking to Georgia fans and getting the reaction from this news, and again, we're still waiting for confirmation of it, but Georgia fans, Georgia people are just as devastated by this if it is what it is end up feared to be an ACL injury. They're just as devastated as Falcons fans. That guy meant that much to that Georgia program. He is revered, not just by the fans, but by the coaches, by the players that have played with him as well. And, you know, if you want to look on the bright side, look, he's got the perfect mindset to attack rehab, and you know he's going to do everything in his power to try and get back on the field and eventually help this Falcons team in the future. But this is a pretty devastating injury for a guy who first ever first-round draft pick from Georgia to play for the Atlanta Falcons. I know he knows how much he means to this franchise and how much this injury just has to hurt him, a guy who didn't have injury questions at all in the slightest in his time at Georgia.
And a guy that, well-documented, we talked about it pre-draft with you, Connor, before last year's draft, a leader, a natural leader, a guy that's like talking to a CEO when we sat down the day after he was selected in the draft, and a guy that's like a heart and soul type guy, certainly for Kirby, and exudes everything that Kirby, I think, wants to have his players do at the next level. So you're right about that. Who's that guy on this year's Georgia Bulldog team?
Ooh, so I don't know if they have a strong vocal type like Jalen Walker. I think that was what made him so unique. You got the sense that Jalen Walker could have in another life been, you know, a senator or a presidential candidate when you theoretically think highly of those types of people. I think, you know, a guy that I look at is a K.J. Bolden, third-year player like Jalen Walker was, super accomplished in his first 2 years, does everything right on the field. I think he's a guy that, even though, you know, Jalen was an edge rusher and has been defined by that Georgia front seven, there's had a lot of really good safeties in recent years. You think Malachi Starks, who was a first-round draft pick, who K.J. Bolden got a chance to play with in his freshman season there at Georgia. I think K.J. Bolden is a guy who he's going to check all the boxes. He's got the loudest voice, I think, in that Georgia defense, and I think he's going to make a real impact for the Bulldogs this year.
Connor, the coaches' polls are out. Don't know how much stock you put into them, but the Dogs come in at number three. It is Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, all in the top five. Well, what do you make of this with the coaches and what they think about Georgia?
I was interested that Georgia came in at number three. I did not think they were going to be that high. I thought they'd be in that like five or six range behind a Texas, behind potentially a Notre Dame as well. It is, you know, maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. The last time Georgia opened a season as the number three team in the coaches' poll, that was 2022. Georgia won a national championship that season. I don't think any Georgia fan expects to be number one, certainly with the way the program has been talked about. But I think when you couple this with what you saw at SEC Media Days, I think there was a thought from a lot of Georgia fans they might be able to play the sort of underdog card that, hey, we're not even receiving the same level of respect as the other national title contenders out there. Based on what we've seen at late, they think that Georgia is every bit as good as every other team is in the country. They're right there with Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas in the top four.
I heard the comments of Kirby Smart. I saw it last night where he's basically saying, we got a coach. You know, after all the portal stuff and the NIL stuff, he says that some coaches, maybe they forgot, you know, their job is to coach. Now, again, I'm not who he's specifically taking shots at, but kind of puffing his chest out a little bit, Connor, that, you know, they do take that seriously, and that's part of the reason they have the culture they have at Georgia. But, again, does he have the staff to get the most out of these guys?
And that's the question with this team where, again, he said it time and time again, this is going to be a young Georgia team every year because of the way that they recruit and because of the way that they elect to build out their roster. And so naturally that puts more on the plate of these coaches where you're not getting, you know, 21, 22-year-old guys who are at the end of their career who might be more plug and play. You're going to have to develop guys over the course of the season who are going to have to get better for you. Now, Georgia still recruits very, very well, and they bring in good talent every single year. But there, to your point, Mike, you're going to need to see Mike Bobo continue to develop Garner Stockton and take him from a good quarterback we saw a season ago and make him great this season. You need Nate Frazier to undoubtedly end the season as one of the great running backs in the SEC and thus all of college football. And then even at that wide receiver room, you have a young group there that has to get better over the course of the season if this team is going to go where it wants to.
Connor, following the recent injunction with Grant's 2022 recruiting class guys to return to college, I don't know if Kirby's even open to this, but right. Has there been any word of interest from Kirby on any of those guys potentially returning? Now, a bunch of those guys are already in the league. Some of them have established themselves, you know. But have you heard anything there on the Georgia front?
Yeah, so this whole thing is a mess because of the way that the injunction was worded. It only applies to 2022 players. They're not going to expand roster limits. They're not going to reopen the transfer portal. So basically, you can only take back guys that you had. And with Georgia, I know that safety Ja'Cory Thomas has expressed some interest in coming back. He was on the Panthers minicamp squad, but he did not make, obviously, a training camp roster. Georgia's had 105 people on its roster. They are at the roster limit because Kirby has decided to go ahead and fill out his roster to the maximum amount so they can have the most amount of bodies. So I don't believe, based on my internal calculations, that Georgia's in a spot where they can even add someone, even though, you know, Ja'Cory Thomas was a four-year player here at Georgia and was a starter at the end of last season. I just don't think there's any room in the end for this Georgia team because they had planned so far out that this was going to be the roster that they had.
I know we talked a lot last week about what's going on with Congress, and we got a few more days before they can maybe get this to a vote in the Senate. Sure sounds like they've been listening to what the SEC and the Big Ten wants this thing to look like as far as the Save College Sports Bill. The tab, though, I mean, basically locking it out for your entire athletic department at $46 million, you sure the SEC's cool with that? Because I know that they've got that for pocket change around Georgia.
Right, and this is ultimately something where I think that number is great for Georgia in particular because so you see $48 million and you think, okay, that's the number that football would have to spend. Football is only, based on the way the SEC does things, entitled to about 75% of that 48 figure, which is about $36 million. that's about right where Georgia's roster spending is for this season right now. And I think a lot of people probably agree that Georgia could have spent more money on their roster. So for SEC programs, as you mentioned, Mike, I think they're going to be totally fine with this number because they know, hey, if we're hard capped at this number, we're not going to keep getting up into the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, where I think ultimately it would get if it does not go unchecked. And so ultimately through Georgia, I think you're thrilled with this. And ultimately you're forcing, hey, this is the amount of money that you sort of have to spend to compete at a high level. And that's going to force, I think, a lot of ACC programs, a lot of Big 12 programs to find out where they can get that money from to make up that potential difference. Because to your point, the SEC and Big Ten schools, because of their television deals, they're not sweating this number in the slightest.
Fall practice begins this week for the Dogs. Connor, who needs to have a good fall practice as we get ready for this upcoming season? We've talked a lot about the spring and who was impressive and building this roster. Now we're getting ready for the season. Who needs to impress?
The simplest name is Talon Taylor. There have been so many questions about this Georgia wide receiver room and what you need to see from them this season. Talon Taylor was a five-star wide receiver. He was the first to join the program since George Pickens. And ultimately, you have to have those types of guys produce. I get why they didn't go out and add more than transfer portal, because you want to see those young players develop. Talon Taylor did not have the freshman year he wanted to. I think he will be the first to admit that if we get a chance to talk to him. And they need him to play like a five-star wide receiver. They don't need him to be Zachariah Branch based on what we saw last year, but they do need him to be the difference maker that Branch, a fellow former five-star wide receiver, was in his time at Georgia.
I know we spent a lot of time also talking about Gunnar Stockton, and you know we know he's capable of winning a football game the way he did it at Tennessee, and just amazing throws. But the idea that maybe sometimes he's too worried about screwing up and not being the guy to have to take to wear the L. But don't you have to have a gunslinger mentality at this level, Connor? And is Mike Bobo going to extract that from him, where he is making all the throws and not afraid to throw an interception and throw it in there?
And that's a great point, Mike, because even last year, before that Tennessee game, Colby Young was telling us, like, hey, we just need Gunnar Stockton to go out there and just let it rip. And that was something you heard consistently with Gunnar because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe it was that SEC championship game against Texas where he threw an all-time awful interception there in the fourth quarter. He is so risk-averse. That helps Georgia a lot last year when you're trying to stay on track and do well. But late in games, you're going to need him to step up and make plays. And weirdly enough, he was at his best in the fourth quarter. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, a 73% completion percentage. Like, he plays well when the chips are down. He just needs to find some way to activate that over the course of the entire game, because that's where you saw Georgia get tripped up. And you think back to the Ole Miss game at the end of last season. They needed a touchdown there at the end, and not, in my opinion, to win that game. He gets them a field goal, gives Trinidad Chambliss enough time to go down, lead them to a win, and ultimately continue their season. And that's where Gunnar has to improve and has to get better.
Back to the coaches' rankings real quick, because I know people will think I'm taking shots at Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
They're outside the top 10, Connor. I mean, Ole Miss perceived to be better. Oklahoma, A&M, Texas, Georgia. What's this say about the program and the state of Alabama right now and where this is? Look, I got to go back. When's the last time Alabama's been outside the top 10 coaches poll?
If I had to guess the start of season, 2008.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, they were probably still in their first year post-Saban because of the talent that they still had on the roster. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL draft, and when you watch that Alabama team at the end of last season, yes, they got into the college football playoff and were playing for an SEC championship. But the way that they were trying to win games was not in an Alabama-type way. They were not good enough on both lines of scrimmage. And even in a transfer portal era, I don't think that's something that you can necessarily flip in a year. And especially with Kalen DeBoer entering his third year here at Alabama, that's something that takes time to establish and get better at. And quite frankly, even his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, you look at what he did with the Seattle Seahawks, he has not been a run-first coach. Mm-hmm. And so with Alabama this year, they're a really young team. I think they're in a spot maybe similar to where Georgia was a season ago, where next year is the year where they're going to be a little bit older. They're going to return a lot of key pieces. They've got a new starting quarterback this year, whether it's Austin Mack or Keelan Russell. This is going to be a year of transition for Alabama, but whereas Kirby Smart had a lot of banked up equity and like trusting the process in that regard, Kalen DeBoer has none of that, because not so much of, you know, the losses or the amount of losses they have, but the way that Alabama has lost in recent years.
Right. I mean, that Florida State loss was inexplicable. It's like they never saw the kind of Gus Malzahn play action. You know what I mean? It's like they never saw that kind of, like, quarterback, you know, read option stuff. It's like, how are you not prepared for that? Hey, by the way, Georgia's got to be prepared for Oklahoma. Carl and I were looking yesterday at the photo of their quarterback, John Mateer. I'm not saying if he peed in the cup would melt, Connor, but this guy looks yoked. I mean, do we have random drug testing?
But here's a guy who plays a physical style. Like, he does not it is not sort of a look like Tarzan, plays like Jane. He will, similar to Gunnar Stockton, I think, in a lot of ways, stick his shoulder into your chest. Now, he did get banged up last year. I think that clearly affected him. But in my opinion, that Oklahoma game that Georgia has on September 26th, I think that's the toughest game that they've got on their schedule. Styles make fights, and that Oklahoma team, similar to Georgia, is going to want to drag you into the mud, win a defensive game, and make life difficult for you. Now, they have a lot of questions about their running game, which I think might help Georgia win that game, along with the fact that it is at home. But I think that's an Oklahoma team that I think they were picked to finish seventh at the SEC preseason poll. I think this is a playoff team. Well, I don't necessarily believe in them as a national title contender. If John Mateer makes the leap and looks like how he plays, I think he's got a chance to be a really, really impactful player this season.
Connor, great stuff as always. The Dogs, will they go, what, is it one a day? What's the schedule? Do we know yet as far as practices?
Yeah, so practice starts tomorrow. They have about 2 weeks where before school starts, they'll be a little bit more liberal with the practicing. Maybe not every day, but every other day at the very least, with some football activity sprinkled in there before school starts 2 weeks from now.
Good stuff. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow you.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter. All right, K. Connor Riley, practice starts tomorrow. Kirby Smart Talk tomorrow. We're going to have a ton of content coming out of it.
Awesome. We'll talk next week, buddy. Thanks again.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kirby speaks tomorrow. We'll have that for you as well. Today, if you're just tuning in, Jalen Walker, edge rusher for our Falcons, dog carted off the field, which then stopped practice. Guys gathered around. We're just setting the scene for you. Mike said he turned over my shoulder because we are outside the front of the complex here and could see the guys gathered around Jalen Walker today.
Yeah, man, and just the reaction. Unfortunately, guys, you've seen video or maybe you've been at a game, whether you're a player in high school where you know it's a bad injury. And it just the coach knows there's no energy's coming out of this practice now. It's over. The guys walk off the field. The fans came off the field, all sort of watching the field, all disconsolate. Hoping for the best with him. And now, a lot of rumors that the James...
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge-watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Pierce suspension may be forthcoming. And we've been trying to figure out when the NFL is going to drop that. Falcons need to start looking for some other options. I mean, we may have that option in this building.
Sure.
But you may need to start looking for some other guys, you know, because the edge rush is now an area that was never a concern is now a concern.
You're right. It's a big deal. All right, we're coming back.
It's hard to be an Atlanta sports fan, Carl Dukes.
Well, sometimes they make it hard, like the Braves, who should have done more. We're going to come back and react to Alex Anthopoulos and what he said today next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.